Mighty Cherub beaming directly to you from PokerOne.com.
I've seen it again and again. Skillful poker players going broke. They didn't lose their money. I'll repeat it. These skillful poker players went broke, but they didn't lose. They spent their bankrolls. You start in a small game with $200. You're lucky from the get-go. Finally, you've accumulated a $10,000 bankroll, and you're now playing bigger. Even so, you seldom win or lose more than $2,000 in a given session, so you're feeling comfortable. In fact, you believe most of your $10,000 bankroll is unnecessary. So you buy a new dishwasher or a television or jewelry or whatever. But you don't spend all your bankroll, only half of it. You return to the poker tables, but fortune fades. You lose $4,200 in 2 days. Then on the third day, you try to nurse your remaining $800. But big hands bang into bigger hands. And now you have no more bankroll, no ammunition, nothing to play with. You limp away. You're on the rail, watching the games, and no one will stake you because you're perceived as a loser. But you're a winner. You built $200 into $10,000, then spent $5,000, then lost $5,000. You should still have $5,000, but you don't. Remember, bad runs of cards are always just around the corner, unless your bankroll grows huge. Don't spend it. Don't spend any of it. Don't do it. This is the mad genius of poker, Mike Caro, and that's my secret today.